Now, in conversation with the Sunday Independent, Barry Egan, Radio Nova.
This is Barry Egan on Radio Nova, and tonight my guest is comedian and all-rounder Joe Rooney. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for having me.
You're just back from China.
Yeah, I was over there for nearly 2 weeks doing gigs with a couple of other Irish comedians, yeah. Shanghai,
and Beijing. Did the Communist Party tell you what was funny and what wasn't funny?
The only thing is they blocked all Facebook and Twitter and Google in Beijing, Beijing particularly, so I wasn't able to. And did I couldn't tweet for a whole 4 days.
Yeah.
Getting withdrawal system.
And did they know you over there?
No, it did.
Expat popular over there?
Well, yeah. Well, but with the expats. I mean, mostly British, Aussies, and some Americans. And
but Father Ted wouldn't be on Chinese television.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know what's on. I think it's all like just kind of a Chinese version of The Voice or something.
But you weren't vetted. No one asked you what kind of comedy.
No. You had to be a bit careful. I mean, I think, in Beijing, you wouldn't, maybe reference, say, Tiananmen Square, but not really go into it in too much detail.
Yeah.
No one, I was not in any way approached. That happened in Dubai.
Yeah. What happened in Dubai?
I was on stage and, it was going great. Well, it was an open air kind of gig in a beer garden. And, someone had obviously made complaints, but all I knew was I was on stage and then suddenly the manager of the venue was outside the stage, just kind of kept my attention, but I'm still trying to perform.
Yeah.
And then kind of edged my way over and then he's going, just don't curse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he looked really panicked. So I just knew there was something happening, but it wasn't until I got off stage and there was apparently two police up on the balcony and they were ready to pull the plug if I had continued in the same vein.
Yeah.
And so they didn't. But I heard the story that they came down. They had the Wolf Tones over
really?
One time in this pub. And they had
In Dubai, yeah.
It was an Irish bar, like, you know. But
yeah.
And they were playing their rebel songs and showing videos, apparently, of Bloody Sunday and British soldiers shooting off rubber bullets and stuff. And the police came down and raided the place and took them in for questioning.
Yeah. That must have been an interesting night.
So, yeah. I know. So, yeah, there you go.
Just go back to your childhood. Where, for people who are not completely au fait with Joe Rooney, where were you born and how did you get into this?
Well, I was born in Tuam in County Galway, and I was four when we left there and moved to Meath.
Is it not obligatory when you're born in Tuam to be in the Soul Doctors, no?
Yeah, I'm sure if I'd stayed there, I probably would.
Yeah.
And, or I would have boxed.
Yeah.
But, when my parents moved to Meath, they were farmers, and they moved there, and a lot of, like, farmers from the west of Ireland moved up to Meath to a kind of they would have bought these British, English estates and split them up then.
Yeah.
Farmers. And then lived there till I was 15. So my mother died and my father wanted to.
What age were you when your mum died?
I wasn't 15. No, I was 12. I was in my sixth class.
How did that affect you? How did that affect your life? Yeah. No, but seriously,
How did it affect me?
I mean, looking back, do you see what you were like before your mother died and what you became afterwards?
It affected me a lot in, I think it made me kind of, gave me the personality I had. I think I got into a lot of things, I got into music to kind of escape from that whole thing.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have been, maybe.
I mean, it affected you fundamentally then, didn't it?
It did fundamentally, yeah, and it possibly gave me the performing bug because I think I might have felt it was an escape at that point, you know.
Did it make you angry? Was it like
angry? Yeah,
angry at the world, God, whoever you wanted to, taking your mother away when everyone else had mum.
General thing, yeah.
Yeah,
It was something that I didn't even tell. I was just finishing up in primary school. I went to a secondary school where I didn't really know anyone, and I actually didn't tell anyone that my mother was dead. It was almost like a
secret.
A secret, or I didn't want to to be different. I didn't, maybe I didn't want to be different, or
yeah,
it was a very strange time.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have four sisters and one brother, but all of them, apart from my younger sister, had left home by then. We were there.
So what was it like, you and your sister home with your dad?
It was pretty bleak after my mother. My mother was sick for a while as well. She got cancer and all of that was tough. And then for about 2 years. She died. And then afterwards, my father really didn't handle it well. So
yeah,
it wasn't kind of.
But you did. I mean, not that you should have, but you didn't seem to handle it that well either. But there isn't a course to go on how to handle death, is there? Especially when you're that young.
No, I didn't. Well, it's not that I didn't know how to handle it. Not like I had an option.
No, I'm not marking you out of death for handling the death of your mother. And how long after that did you go into comedy?
A long time. Like, I mean, I was in a band for a while. You probably know I was in a band called Guernica. Up to, I was 25. Before that, like around when I was 25, I started
What kind of music was Guernica? I'm trying to remember. Was it kind of?
It started off kind of a very strong New Order influence. Like,
did you have the hair shaved?
We were New Order. Yeah, the same haircuts and
here are the young men, kind of long coats.
There was a lot. Yeah, navel gazing or shoe gazing, and I wanted to change it so slowly. I think the drummer and the bass player were particularly influenced. The bass player, he played right up, like hooky, right up here, and the drummer did all the kind of tom-tom stuff.
Yeah.
And they kind of were.
And did you have the same,
from the band.
The same lyrical concerns as New Order?
I don't think I did, no. I don't think so.
How age were you when you formed the band?
I was 20. Yeah, 20, yeah.
Had you moved out of home at that
time? Yeah, I moved out of home immediately after finishing school. Like, immediately, that was like, that was the plan. and got a job, like, got a bedsit in Ranelagh.
So Meath to Ranelagh, what?
No, it was Meath to Kildare. We moved to Kildare and then I got out of Kildare and moved to Dublin.
And what was Dublin like back then?
A lot of the punk scene, I suppose, and it wasn't a big metropolis, really. It was quite like a little village, in a way,
so,
you know.
Ranelagh wasn't full of coffee shops like it is now.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
If you asked for a coffee, you got black coffee, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. No, I shared a one-room bedsit with this guy who was a drummer. Actually, he's the drummer in the Late Late Show band now.
Yeah.
And we were both working just to... we were just delighted to be able to stay up late and play records, you know.
Why would your father not let you play records when you were young?
Well, not at 1 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure the neighbours in Ranelagh didn't like it either, actually.
Yeah. what kind of records were you playing?
We got stuff like, I remember The Cure, but also Joseph K. Orange Juice. I remember The Door. I was into The Doors as well. Velvet Underground, big time. Postcard Records, Aztec Camera, that kind of stuff. The Associates, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm a big Elvis Costello fan. Still am. I was then.
Yeah,
I was big into Ian Dury and Elvis Costello, and that was kind of.
Did you like that kind of Costello's kind of cutting, isn't it?
I liked it musically as well. Lyrically, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And so was Ian Dury, lyrically incredible.